Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move. Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Peace and blessings, universal family. Life Coach Ade here. I want to wish you and yours a wonder-filled holidays. The excitement of a new year is upon us, which often inspires the desire to change and be more. As you plan for the future, don't forget to give thanks for today. Your existence is important and valuable to humanity. All of us here at Life Conversations Radio are grateful for your support and your commitment to being a beneficial presence in the world. May you experience the fullness that life has to offer you. And don't forget, life is good. It's getting better. Peace and blessings.
Yo, yo, yo. From the playground of life, the play experience. 'Tis the season that brings passion, laughter, joy, love, sharing of gifts, memories, healing, and new beginnings. All of which breathes new life into the play experience every week with yours truly on Basa Sofira, every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern. In the spirit of this season of loving and giving here on Life Conversations Radio, I have a gift for you. You can claim your gift at Ombasa.com. Just click Holiday Gifts from Ombasa. See you on the playground. Play experience Thursdays, 7 p.m. Eastern. I'll be there with bells on.
Hi, this is Celeste Morgan from The Celestial Show, wishing you and yours a happy holiday.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Yes, indeed. It's that time again. Are you ready to go on a spiritual journey? I am your spiritual tour guide, ready to support you and guide you and make your journey a peaceful one, even through the bumps and the bruises. And I can't do it, and yes, I can. Oh, my God, this feels good. But, of course, I've got to sign the insurance, the spiritual insurance of life, so that we may all be free to do what we choose to do.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
There you go. Now we're ready for the journey. We've signed the insurance of life, knowing that we are protected. We are well. We are one with the one. And I show up as your spiritual tour guide as we go on a journey to remind ourselves that all of our needs are met. And if we're experiencing something different, we just need to change our interpretation. But if not, you don't have to change it. Even while you're experiencing seeming lack, all your needs are met. Because if you're complaining what you don't have, then your life will reflect to you that you don't have what you say you don't have. All your needs are met. It's a trick. But when you start from a place knowing that all your needs are met, you start focusing on what you do have. We have each other. You have yourself. You've been doing this for a long time. You're still here. Don't give up now. And if you do, you can always come back and do it again. But we need you. It's not your time yet. You're listening to the App Life Coach Ade Radio Show. And we'll be right back for more conversation inspiration.
Take a stand, stand your ground. Spirit dancers, bring the spirit down. Talking drama, make that sacred sound. It's our movement, and it's going down. Take a stand, stand your ground. Spirit dancers, bring the spirit down. Talking drama, make that sacred sound.
Motion, she has the power.
Yes. No man can destroy what the Creator has created. Ishe Oluwa Kule Baje. Nobody can spoil, destroy what the Creator has created. And you are the result of the Creator's creation. So no man, no woman, not even you, can destroy what the Creator has created. I don't care how much you complain. I don't care how much you judge, feel shame, guilt. You cannot destroy what the Creator has created. So stop it. Just stop it. You just ain't strong enough to box with God. Your arms ain't long enough. You ain't strong enough. You don't have what it takes to take God to the carpet. You just don't have it. I'm sorry to tell you. I told you I'm your spirit guide, spiritual tour guide, actually. Yes. Musiki Scales and the Common Ground Collective, Spirit Dancers. That's what we all are, spirit dancers. Do you know that? When you remember that you're a spirit dancer, oh, you will experience your abundance. Because you got to move, you got to dance, you got to shake things up, you got to shake the energy up. Raise your own vibration so you can see the goodness and say goodness and mercy abounds. Prosperity, joy, kindness, peace, beauty all around me. Oh, my God. Ooh, I want to get down. Let me shake what my... Well, I don't have none of that. So don't say it. Yes. Musiki Scales and the Common Ground Collective. You can find them on Facebook. Just Google them. Musiki, M-A-U-S-I-K-I, Scales, as in piano keys. Is that right? Yeah, I think so. It doesn't matter. I just spell it. S-C-A-L-E-S. And you can find them on Facebook. It's not Facebook, YouTube. Just great. They're out of Atlanta. Check them out. They've set the foundation. There. Yes, my dear. They've set the foundation for us to spring forth from a consciousness of plentitude, of abundance, of truth, of the, you know, of, from a place, from the inexhaustible supply of goodness. The inexhaustible supply of God. And we're all part of that. Sometimes we're damn it up because we're afraid, because we're guilty, because we're feeling shame, because we don't want to ask. We don't want to ask, like we don't want to look like we're asking for help, or we don't know. But just let it all go. But that's it for now. I'll tell you more later. Let's just take a breath together. Let's just breathe in the breath of life. Deep breath now. And I'm just doing it because I said it. You do it because your life depends on it. You get to free your own self. Let's breathe in again and breathe out. And this time, I want you to just think of the spiritual truth as you breathe in and out. All your needs are met. Breathe in and breathe out. All your needs are met. Now your mind might say, but what about this? But what about that? Well, tell your mind, guess what? Okay, you're right. I only have a few dollars in my bank account, but I know somebody who's got more than what I have. Breathe in and breathe out. All my needs are met. Your mind tells you, well, you by yourself, you're lonely, you don't have a partner. Tell your mind, you're right. But I know somebody who is in a harmonious relationship and they're having a good time. Breathe in and breathe out. All my needs are met. I don't know how I'm going to get through this health challenge. That's what your mind is telling you. You tell your mind, guess what? I know somebody who is healthy. And your mind tells you, but you don't have all this stuff. And you say, well, guess what? If I can see it, it lives in me. If I can see it in somebody else, it doesn't matter if they're family members. It doesn't matter if it's somebody I've seen on television. It doesn't matter if it's something I saw on YouTube. If I can recognize it, mind, egoic mind, monkey mind, guess what? It lives in me. Now that I know it lives in me, I will just continue to do my spiritual work and allow what lives in me to be manifested in my external world. As a matter of fact, guess what, monkey mind? I'm just going to release it because it lives in me. I know that I live in God and all my needs are met. So thank you for sharing, but you go about your business because I'm about my mother's business. That God has got my back. And from this place, I welcome you to yourself. I welcome you home and say good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and change is inspired. And that inspiration activates difference in you. And once it is activated in you, you can't help but pass that on. You will never be the same again. Just because of who you are, when you catch an awareness, we all feel the shift. We may not know it consciously, but we are connected by a very powerful, invisible veil. So whatever happens to one, everybody gets to feel it. Kind of like a cobweb. You go out there and you find a spider web and just tamper with one part of it and see how it affects everything else. And if you really want to know how connected we are, when you get a chance, it probably won't be happening depending on where you live in the world, but in America right now it's kind of cold and snowy and all that, you won't get to see that. But when it's the right time around, summer again, spring, summer, when the sun is out, take some time to look at a spider creating its web. It is the most amazing thing I have ever seen. I saw it a few months ago, 3 months. And oh my God, the spider started in the middle. I didn't see it at the beginning, but I saw it as she was continuing to weave her web. And some of the clueless insects that weren't looking got caught in the web. And Miss Spider would run to the insects that got caught in the web, and she would wrap them up, and kind of leave them and tell them, I'll be back later to devour you. And then she goes back and she uses little legs and do it all together and just continue the process. It is the most amazing thing. I've never seen that. I mean, when I saw it, it's like, wow, I've taken this thing for granted. I mean, I was so close to it because it was outside the door and I was looking at it. I said, I can't believe it was God in action. As a matter of fact, I forgot we're living in a new age now. Go on YouTube. I'm sure you'll find something, and just watch a spider creating its web. It's the most amazing thing you ever see. That's right. I said it. I don't care what else you've seen. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. I am your host. The I Am Presence is uniquely expressing as Life Coach Ade. The I Am Presence is uniquely expressing as me, as your spiritual tour guide, and welcoming you to yourself, welcoming you to a house of love, the house of transformation. And the intention today, this very moment, is that every word, every exchange, every conversation in the chat room, on the like pages, is inspiring you to surrender more and more and more to your greater yet to be. And I know that it's less about the words. It's less about what is said, the jokes or whatever, the music. But it's more about the energy that we allow. And right now, we call it forth. Let it be. Today's topic is all your needs are met. Welcome all of you on the phone lines. Thank you for tuning in. Those of you online, thank you, thank you, thank you. Silent listeners, disguised as guests. Those of you listening on the archive, and of course, our within radio listeners. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in to yourself. Together, we'll make a difference. And somebody else who helps me making a difference is Celeste Morgan, because she's here to bring you the church announcements. Hello, Celeste.
Hi. How are you?
You sound like you got caught off guard or something. Like, is he calling me? How are you doing?
Oh, I'm great. Just being tested, technologically wise, but all is well.
You said being tested.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Well, you know what's great about that?
When I'm done with the test, I'll have a testimony.
Well, that too, but it shows that you're a good student. That's why you're being tested, because most people get kicked out of the class, kicked out of school, and they don't get an opportunity to go through the test. So right now, you're just being shown the opportunity that you're enough, that you already have an A. You just need to prove to your human self that you're already an A student. So it's good.
Wonderful.
You can never fail this test. You can never fail this test.
I will definitely bear that in mind and heart.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Life Coach, today.
You're very welcome. Very welcome.
I'm going to get you.
So how's Cleo doing? Cleo has the breakfast. No, I've got to check on Cleo. Cleo's the security of the house. You make sure everybody's secure in their transformation. How's Cleo doing? I haven't seen her this morning.
I don't know. I saw her this morning, but I think she must be one of her cubbies. She'll pop out, I'm sure.
Hi, Cleo. Yes. Maybe she's just checking the environment. She's going outside and making sure that all the energies are right. She's cleansing the energy. Mm-hmm. She's out there holding sage and blowing on it.
Yes.
And it's just cleansing the space. She's busy doing what she does best.
Absolutely. She'll pop up, especially since I said her name. But, yeah, she's hiding somewhere in this apartment. Bless her heart.
Okay.
And, yes, she's been fed.
Mm-hmm. She will let you know if you don't. So.
Oh, please.
All right. I'm ready for the announcements. Whenever you are, unless you got something else to share, something else to add. Yeah, you do actually, but
Later. Wonderful.
Okay, all right. We'll do it later.
Hello.
Right.
Yes. Hello, family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach a Day radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach a Day radio show and Life Conversations Radio. com. You can find the Mad Hatter, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Today. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach Today can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page. Please be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure we get to you. Now, if you don't do or can't get on Facebook, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations radio menu, then you'll see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach a Day button and fill in the email. You can also email Life Coach a Day any time of the day, and he will answer your questions on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachaday.com. You can also email him if you have a topic you would like Life Coach Today to cover for an upcoming show. So what has you curious? Let's get Life Coach Today's perspective on what you see moving and shaking in the world that is impacting you. The theme for the month of December is Living with the One, and we have wonderful shows and guests lined up that will help shift you one conversation at a time. On Monday, Darnella Ford, A Journey to Worthy Fame, will be joining Life Coach Today for a consciousness-shifting conversation. We also have exciting shows on our Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join Mbasa Safira for the play experience. Have you played with yourself today? Have you passionately loved and appreciated you? Well, if not, take a trip on the playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget about Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today, which usually airs on the last Wednesday of the month. But for December, this show will be airing on December 18th. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. And be sure to join me for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we go more in-depth into numerology and tarot to help you make inspired moves in your life. In case you haven't heard it, the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Saturday nights just got hotter with the sounds of soul with Adeyemi Feroce. Get ready for some soul, R&B, gospel, and much more at 10 p.m. Eastern on 12radio.com. Now, if you missed the Soul Train on Saturday, you can catch an encore presentation on Wednesday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern on 12radio.com. Finally, we have a special gift for you. When you make a contribution of $5 or more to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show, we will send you a guided meditation done by our very own Life Coach Today. Say yes to your good. So to find out how to get in alignment with your good and to make a donation, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Then hover, don't click, on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then click the Ask Life Coach Today drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. You can also go to the Ask Life Coach Today radio and or Life Conversations radio fan like pages on Facebook and simply click the donate button. We thank you in advance, family, for being such a blessing. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Celeste. Ooh, I like that.
My pleasure.
Girl, I got you. All is well.
Okay.
I'm
going to
make you through the other end. Just breathe. As you navigate this test, it's multiple choices, and all of it is right. Just know that all your needs are met.
<Thank you. laughs>
Whatever path you choose, you're going to choose the right one. Why? Because God is always the answer. All right. Thank you, darling. Life is good. It's getting better. Today's theme, today's conversation, today's topic is all your needs are met. And we're continuing, of course, with the theme of the month, which is living with the one. Now, I was thinking whenever, this morning, last night, whatever, thinking about today's show, and thinking of that theme, living with the one. What does that mean for you? You know, what comes up for you when you think of living with the one? Now, if you're listening for the first time, or this is the first time you heard us saying, even though you're a regular listener, you've been listening for the last few days, so what are you talking about living with the one? Because they'd be changing words. He'd be changing stuff around. I don't understand that, man. Well, the one, the only one that is expressing as everyone, the presence and power, O God, the presence and power of goodness, the creator, the divine, the goddess, the divine beauty, the creative intelligence, the source of all things, pure awareness, pure unconditional love. I need more names. Jesus, Allah, Buddha, Lao Tzu, Mother Teresa, that's right. Martin Luther King Jr., that's right. Mandela, Madiba, that one presence that expresses through each and every one of us. See, the idea of saying, you know, when we talk, if you don't know, you will now, but the conversation on all the shows, really, on Life Conversations Radio, and the themes are simply reminders. There is nothing that we share with you that you don't already know. It may be hiding behind your conscious mind, but you already know it. You know it because when I talk about knowing, I'm talking about it's part of who you are. It's one thing to know things intellectually. It's another thing to know something and you just feel it in your body. So spiritual truth, when you hear it, you confess, you scream, you shout and say, yes, I knew that already. But most of the time we don't say that. What we say is, oh, my God, that is so true. Oh, that's deep. Wow, I never thought of it that way. Because the people who are activating that truth within you are reminding you and helping you connect with the truth that you already are. You know it when you hear it. Sometimes the spiritual tour guide may have a little bit of interference going on in their vibration. And so in their way of expressing their spiritual truth, they might say some things that's not the purest of pure. And something in you would say, I kind of see it different. And you got to pay attention to that. And I would even say to you, you got to pay attention to, even when you disagree with what feels right in your body, pay attention to that. Because it will reveal something to you. And we see it being lived through people, people who get it, people who are committed to living with the one, expressing the one. See, the human mind, it doesn't make sense. The human mind wants to say, well, but he is a this, she's a that. Yes, I know she is the child of God, but. And then there are people who would say, you know, that person did this, they did that. But you can't deny that their life was one of love, of truth, of embracing the human experience. And one such amazing person is Mandela. What a story. I can't wait to see his movies. Well, yes, the his autobiography. The book, what is it called? A Long Walk to Freedom, I think it is. And coming out in Christmas. That man is an example. And if you think of his life, there are people who call him a terrorist. It's like, what are you talking about? He just one day got up and became a terrorist? Like, oh, I'm just going to be mad. And, you know, what happened before that? Look at the big picture. And here's news for folks who just want to hold on to be standing in a place and be right. Wherever you stand is fine. When you embrace the human, see, when you embrace the human experience, you never know what you're going to go through. For me, Mandela was somebody who experienced the divinity and the human experience. So we're talking about all your needs are met. What does that bring up for you? Living with the one. Are you living with the one? What is the one? Do you have to bargain with the one? Is the one listening to you? Do you have to plead? Do you have to be in crisis? Do you have to be in pain before you feel that the one listens to you? Do you feel like the one is holding back? And sometimes, see, on an intellectual level, we're like, no, I know God's got my back. But there are times on a subconscious level we don't believe it. All your needs are met. That is something that has to be cultivated. Sometimes for a whole lifetime. So you are on a journey right now to remind yourself, reminding yourself that all your needs are met. I have a dear sister friend listening right now. I know she can testify. You know, and I'm going to just call her out. And if she gets mad, that's okay. I just give her a hug because my hugs are powerful. They melt any kind of negative energy. Not that she has any, not that she's going to direct it, but just in case she feels like, I can't believe you sharing my story, I'm going to do it. You're not going to have love for you. And she will share it herself anyway. But anyway, yes, I'm talking about you, Glenda. You know, Glenda has shared her story with us when she was in New York, when she felt stuck in New York. And the things she wanted, the things that she planned for, the things that she was dreaming about, that she didn't even know how it was going to happen. And she would always tell the story. I don't remember saying it, and I'm not denying that I said it. Oh, wait a minute. I got to take my tea. Okay, sorry about that. My tea's getting warm. You know I don't like warm tea. I want my tea hot. So I'm not denying that I said what she always reminded me. She said, you know, when you said I may never leave New York, I was like, I'm not agreeing with that. I was like, I said that? Okay. You know, but even while she was going through it, even while the challenges were happening and she was experiencing the challenges, she was moving day by day, doing her spiritual practice, asking for prayer, listening to the show, practicing what she's learning. She kept moving forward, and out of the blue, that wonderful place of expression, the divine expression, the opportunity showed up. And even that was a journey where she said, yes, I want to go. And then, no, I can't go that quick. Went back and forth, and she released it, and then she's there. She's there now. She's living the dream. She's living she's now living out the vision that she had many years ago. And even while living out the vision, there's still some challenges that she's going through, but she keeps moving through. I share her story because we can all relate to it. All your needs are met have to become a way of life. That even if you're experiencing seeming, this just looks like there's lack and limitation around you, there's got to be an inner knowing that all my needs are met. And you don't have to know how. You don't have to know how it's going to happen. Sometimes we get caught up, trapped in, in trying to figure out how. Let me tell you a secret. You may not want to hear it, or you may wish I never said it, or you may even disagree with me once I tell you the secret, because you want me to tell it. I can hear you saying, tell me. The spiritual path is not about learning something new, even though we do that on the path. But we're not really learning anything new. We think, I read this book, I watched this documentary, I heard this, I went to the spiritual center, or this church, or this mosque, or this temple, or this spiritual gathering, or I went for a sweat lodge, and I heard something new. No, it was there all along. Now, It's about remembering, but more importantly, the spiritual journey is about surrendering. What are we surrendering to? We are surrendering to the truth that all our needs are met. We are surrendering to the truth that what the Creator created, nobody can destroy. Because you were created perfectly and you were called good. You were birthed from a creative power called the Word, capital W. That Word was before God. That Word was in the beginning. That Word literally has no beginning, has no end, because when the Word speaks something into existence, what the Word speaks into existence creates after itself. You are an expression of the Word. You are an expression of the creative power. So surrendering is surrendering to that. You're surrendering to a creative power. What does a creative power, creative intelligence does? It creates. What does it do? It creates. It creates. So no matter what you're going through and growing through, you are a creative power that will continue to create more of who you are. It's surrendering to your good. Now, all of this, I think, is quite simple. It is so simple, the mind is like, yeah, but, yeah, but, yeah, but, yeah, but, get your big, I was going to say something else, so I'll just stick with but, get your big butt out of the way. But sometimes you just got to tell it as it is. What blocks us, well, actually, let me put it this way. There are many reasons why we feel that we're not experiencing the needs met reality. But more importantly, it's really about how you're looking at your life. It's more about how you are thinking. How you are thinking. Most of us, we say, oh, I want all the good. I want the love. I want the abundance. I want someone to love me unconditionally. I just want enough money to help me pay my bills. I just want to be happy. I know that. I know that. I know that. But deep down on a subconscious level, there's a conflicting thought. So what blocks us from the goodness that we already are, from seeing and experiencing the goodness that we already are, to seeing that our needs are already met, is how we're thinking, especially how we're thinking when we're not thinking. Chew on that. It's the thinking underneath what Neil Donald Walsh calls the sponsoring thought. Underneath it all, do you really, really believe? Does your conscious belief, does your conscious thought align with your subconscious thought that your needs are met? If it is, great. If it's not, great. I'm going to talk more about that, but I want to see what's going on in the chat room. Because all my needs are met. Celeste has to take care of some things. Yvette has to take care of some things. So I'm just with you guys. So I'm not tripping. I am one with the one. All my needs are met. I see Glenda, a.k.a. Live in Light, sharing in the chat room. And Tamara, oh, yeah, Tamara was saying she loved watching spiders making their webs. She said, how they know how to make it perfect. and all the steps, it's a miracle. I so agree with you there, my sister. It is a miracle. And they do it. They don't say, well, I don't know if I have it in me today to create, to weave this web. I don't know. The last time I weaved the web, it got very windy, and then the web just came tumbling down. I need to work on my confidence. You know, I'm not creative. I don't know if I can do this. I know I'm a spider, but every time I create a web, another human being comes and pokes their finger through it. I just need to meditate some more. Can you imagine? That's what we do as human beings. All your needs are met. And part of the journey to remembering that all your needs are met is you've got to mind your mind. You've got to mind your mind. Got to pay attention to your mind. Got to pay attention to what you're allowing in, what you're expressing out. And oh my God, if you just pay attention to the thoughts you're thinking when you don't even know you're thinking, that would tell you a lot about yourself. When you're watching programs, when you're watching Honey Boo Boo and your Housewives, when you're watching people on American Idol or Americans Got Talent or something like, yeah, I think that's the name. When you're judging the people, or are you judging the people or not? Are you holding them when Honey Boo Boo holds her belly? Do you say, that's a shame? You know, Honey Boo Boo is simply an extension of you. You know that, right? You know she's just an extension of you. All her family members are an extension of you. Now, here's something. Now, I've never watched a whole episode. I've watched clips like on YouTube. I've seen some things on television. If I put it all together, I probably watched, I don't know. I don't know if it's up to 30 minutes. Everything about them that I've seen, different clips. But I'd be overly generous and say maybe an hour. I doubt it. But the things that I've seen, the things I've heard them say, it's like, really? Now, guess what? They are living a life that some people dream of. And before you say, who dreams about that kind of life? You know how many people doing their spiritual work, writing their script, they want to be on television, they want their movies to be produced, and they're doing everything. They're going on, they're networking, they're meeting people, they're doing 2-3 jobs. Now, I don't know how they found the Honey Boo Boo family. I don't even know their real name. If they use it, I don't know. And see, here's the thing. All your needs are met. The Honey Boo Boo family, they're meeting somebody's needs. They're making somebody happy, you know. Oh, Lord. Okay, I don't know how I got on this train of thought. But there are some people who watch them and they feel proud. And I'm not even joking. There's some people who look at the Honey Boo Boo family and say, wow, I can do it. For many reasons. Just the same way you will look at something that maybe inspires you to say, I can do it. One of the things that I'm an expert on, I'm an expert of living in a melanin body, in a brown skin. And I know what it's like when I see somebody that looks like me on television or write a book, or I hear a Nigerian talk about their experience, or I hear somebody, I'm changing a station and it's just a commercial, but I see a black person and I go back, who is that? I know what it's like to see somebody doing what I do or something I would like to do, to see a reflection of me in a space, a place where I would want to be, and how that tells me, keep on keeping on. All my needs are met. All your needs are met. But here's the thing. Here's the foundation that you need. Love has to be the bottom line. You've got to make love the bottom line. And if you want to know more about that, I'll tell you a little bit. But I strongly recommend a book by Marianne Williamson, her latest book, The Law of Divine Compensation on Work, Money, and Miracles. Pick up that book, an e-book, audiobook, or paperback. All your needs are met. Well, I don't have time to read. Well, get an audiobook. But I don't have the money. Let me tell you a secret. If you don't. Let me see. We're talking about, I got to think about what I'm about to say. Here it is. Oh, thank you, Spirit. I knew I needed to go there, but my mind kicked in and I had to pull back. We're talking about law of divine compensation. Right? I don't usually want to promote the corporations, but this is all about reminding ourselves that all our needs are met, so why not? You don't have the money to buy a book. You don't have time to read a book. Go get an audiobook so you can listen to it while you're driving, while you're at home, while you're going to bed. And if you have a Kindle or something, you can time it where it goes off at a certain time. I don't recommend that you leave an audiobook on all night while you're sleeping. So you can set it for 15 minutes. But let me tell you how you can get an audiobook for free. But you know freedom ain't free, and free ain't free. You got to freely let the energy flow. Now, you can go to audible.com, sign up for their special promotion, and they'll be happy to have you. They won't even mind me telling you what I'm about to tell you. Because they know once you taste it, you want to come back. And I think you get three months free, I think so, or at least a month. And you can get the book, audiobook. You can listen to it while you're walking in the morning, while you're on your treadmill, and taking all this divine information in. Now, after a while, you can subscribe, and I think whatever, you can figure it out. That's none of my business, whatever they charge. And continue the subscription or cancel it. Always make sure that you keep the law of divine compensation in the forefront of your mind. Now, either you tell people to sign up or you do something to match the exchange of energy. So intellectually, someone would say, I get it. You're encouraging people to go and take something for free and then cancel the subscription. We do that already. I'm not encouraging nothing. The people who offer you this free month, they know that's going to happen. And when you don't come back, they keep sending an email. Well, we miss you. We want to give you another month free. They know you're going to come back free. They're hoping you're going to get caught up and you're going to sign up. So, for all the people in my head and all the people that I'm sensing this thing, you ain't crazy. No, I'm saying all our needs are met. And the book is not necessarily going to create the shift, but it stimulates thoughts within you so you can get a principle, understand the principle that you were once challenged with. Sometimes, part of the challenge that we go through is because we hear this, we want to just listen to it, listen to it. Okay, if I listen to this, if I do that, and I write in my journal, and then I should be able to master it. And if you're not, you're like, I can't believe I'm reading all of this, and I'm still not changing. Well, sometimes you got to step out of your own mind, mind, because you can't create a new experience with the same mindset that got you in the crap in the first place. So the shift happens when you are willing to be different. The shift happens when you're willing to step outside of your comfort zone. The shift happens when you're willing to try something new. The shift happens when you're willing to surrender to where life is taking you. The shift happens even when you're afraid, but you don't go and hide. So for those who didn't catch it, Marion Williamson's book, The Law of Divine Compensation, on work, money, and miracles. In chapter 3, she talks about make love the bottom line. But the whole book, read it, apply it. And speaking of applying, whenever you feel that your needs are not met, whenever you feel that the one is not listening to you, whenever you feel that something is missing, guess what? Remind yourself or use that experience as a reminder that you, as a spiritual computer, a super, super computer, have been programmed with the ultimate softwares, that your program is always updated, is always upgraded for free, if you allow it. But you can have the best program on your computer. When you download it, if you don't click install or apply, it means nothing. So when you're going through and growing through your challenge, you've got to remember to click apply or install. How do we do that? Here's an example. Here's a quote. And I have it on my Facebook wall, so you can go there and share it, or you may have heard it, or just take it in, embody it, breathe in deeply, slow your breathing down as I read it. And I'll just speak it to your consciousness. Instead of wondering what you can get out of every experience, relationship, encounter, or opportunity. See, that's when you're like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know why. I don't know what. I don't know why is this happening to me? I need to do more spiritual work. When you find yourself just tripping about nothing, remind yourself that there is a power and presence. And it is asking you. It's saying to you, ask what you can give. Instead of wondering what you can get out of every experience, relationship, encounter, or opportunity, ask what you can give. How can you be of service to others? How can you support, love, or uplift someone else? How can you create a better conversation or community? Being of service serves everyone involved, especially you. Being of service serves everyone involved, especially you. And that reminds me of a show I did, I think it was last year, and it was called Being of Service is a Selfish Act. And I remember somebody, one of my Facebook friends, isn't that funny? Used to say, somebody I know, my coworker, there's a friend of mine. Yes, but not really a friend. Now, there's a Facebook friend, Instagram friend. That Facebook friend said, I'm not sure. Okay, I'm just going to dramatize it. I don't know what the energy was I just read, but I got to dramatize it. She's like, I don't know if I like the title. I said, good, listen to the show. Being of service is a selfish act. Now, you have your meaning and definition of selfish. But for me, when I talk about selfish, it's that you really recognize that you're so important. That you're an expression of God, that is important to take care of what you need, what you want, your existence, that you're going to devote time to giving to yourself by giving to others. And when you give to others, you are going to receive the benefit. It's the law. You only get to keep what you give away. Now, here's the thing. If you give from the mindset, oh, my God, I don't have any money, and I heard they said if you give money, then you make more money. Let me see. I guess I give this money. Oh, my God, I don't have nobody to love. But they say if you give love, I can't stand this person. But they say sometimes you got to love people you can't stand. Let me go over there and hug them. But I'm like, ugh. All right, let me hug him. Oh, let me hurry up. 2 seconds hug. That's it. That's not giving. You only get to keep what you give it away. The energy that you give will come back to you. So if you give from a place of obligation, that energy is going to come back to you. You give feeling obligated. You're going to create in your mind that God is obligated to give to you. And God is like, please, I already gave to you. There's no obligation here. I am. You start looking for things to happen in a certain way. It is about surrendering. It's about recognizing that all your needs are met. And during this holiday season, while we're giving and being with family members and we're worried about what we have and don't ask, just stop for a minute. Just shut it all up and go deep down. It's a perfect opportunity to practice the spiritual truth that all your needs are met. You can't buy this truth. You can only live it. And you live it when you embody it. When you embody it, you know it. So even if you think you need something and you can't afford it or you don't have it or you can't find it, but I really need it, guess what? If you needed it, if it needed to be in your life at that time, you will have it. Here's an example as we get ready to wrap up this part of the conversation. Think back a year ago, a month ago, 10 years ago, if you will, something that you really believed you wanted, that you needed in order to move forward, that if you don't have it, your whole life is going to turn upside down. And for some of us, it did. For some of us, we didn't, like, did I actually have that thought? But think about it. You're still here today. Money is such a good example, especially in this capitalistic society that we live in. There are many people who are listening to this conversation right now who a year ago, 2 years ago, thought they needed to have a certain amount of money come in so they can live their best life. And they still haven't achieved that goal. But you're still here today. So clearly, that's not true. It may have been a struggle. You're still here today. And here's one thing, I think, that I'm going to say for now anyway. If you really want to just sit with this, I want to invite you to change the idea that it's a somewhat spiritual truth, but for me, I don't think it's the it's not the highest truth when we say God lives in me. But God lives in me. Love is inside of me. Peace is inside of me. Yes. But now let's turn that sucker up. Let's upgrade that consciousness. Let's upgrade your consciousness. Let's reboot. You live in God. Sit with that for a minute. Just kind of sit with that. Instead of God being in you, this little self who sometimes don't even understand, don't even know how to figure out, balance their budget, don't know how to love somebody who disagree with you, don't know how to love somebody who has a different sexual orientation or different religious beliefs or different spiritual beliefs, and you say God lives in you. Now, imagine if you see yourself living in God, that you are in God. All of us are in God. If you really listen to it, if you really feel that, I don't know about you, but I feel a shift. I've said this many times. I live from that place. Sometimes I forget. But when I say it, I feel the shift. I am in God. So if you're in God, God will take care of itself. God will take care of herself. God will take care of himself. God will take care of you. God is taking care of you. Because God is goodness. So if you're living in God, you know that where you are is where you need to be. What your life looks like is what it looks like. Barbara Berger on Monday reminded us as one of the ways to really experience happiness is to accept what is. I accept what is because I am in God. And if I'm in God, God is taking care of this moment, of this experience, of these challenges, whatever it is. I am in God. I release it. I surrender. So when I fall back, when I surrender, I'm only falling into God. I'm only falling into Godness. I'm only falling into goodness. I don't know what it looks like. I can't even explain it. I don't even know. But it just feels right in my soul. It just feels right in my heart. I don't have to explain it. Sorry, I can explain it to you. Why? Because you have to have your own experience. If you can't explain it, then you don't understand it. Okay, fine. I can't really explain how my heart is beating and my brain is interpreting what I'm saying, how my brain is transmitting and receiving information, and how my kidneys are doing what they're doing. But I know they're doing what they're doing because I feel peaceful. I feel in harmony. And if they get out of sync, oh, my God, I would know it. So I don't have to explain how God does what God does. I just know it on a soul level. Because I am one with that knowing. This is your practice. So as you buy gifts, presents, or decide to be with your family members or not, can't afford to go on the plane, on the train, drive, get gas, whatever it is, I invite you to live with the one with a consciousness that all your needs are met. And some people would say, that's spiritual. Good luck. There are people who would say something is spirituality and I am one with God and I don't understand. You need Jesus. You need Muhammad. You need this. You need that. But let them face life and death. They will go to a herbalist. They will go to a shaman. They will light sage. They will hold on to crystals because life is calling out to life, and they want to live. They want to love. They want to be around the ones they love. I think that's it for now. All your needs are met. All your needs are met. I don't care what you're going through. It's so simple. That's why it seems so difficult. Because our mind has been trained to deal with life as a challenge, life as a problem. So we've been educated, we've exercised our mind to be strong enough to handle life. It's hard out here for a spiritual being. And a pimp. Life is a challenge. You gotta have a strong mind to deal with it. It's a lie. No matter how strong your mind is, you can't develop muscle enough to deal with life. Life has been here before you and it will be here after you. And life is so powerful that it is expressing as you. And if you choose to resist the flow, life will continue to flow through whoever is open and available. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We're getting ready to take a break. But before I do that, I want to remind you that we are here Monday to Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. And all the shows are archived, so you can subscribe on iTunes. And, of course, we have the Play Experience tomorrow, Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern, with Ambassador Sofera. Make sure you listen. And, of course, on Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern, Celeste. Join her for the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. And for those of you who are in Atlanta today, there's a lot of different things going. Oh, wow. Thank you, Glenda. Thank you. Thank you for your donation. For those of you who are in Atlanta, trying to ground myself. tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern, Wednesday, December 11th. Ah, it's 1:11. Perfect time to read that announcement. 7 p.m. Eastern at Morehouse College, there's a special celebration of life for Nelson Mandela. And everyone is invited. 7 p.m. tonight. I'll be there. Hope to see you there. Ah, whew. Okay. I got to take a break. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad to share your thoughts. Or don't. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with Celestial Moment and so much more. Questions and answers.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Mark Hussman, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
For more information, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
Hi, this is Celeste Morgan from the Celestial Show, wishing you and yours a happy holiday.
Yo, yo, yo. From the playground of life, the play experience. 'Tis the season that brings passion, laughter, joy, love, sharing of gifts, memories, healing, and new beginnings. All of which breathes new life into the play experience every week with yours truly, Ombasa Fulfira, every Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern. In the spirit of this season of loving and giving here on Life Conversations Radio, I have a gift for you. You can claim your gift at Ombasa.com. Just click Holiday Gifts from Ombasa. See you on the playground. Play experience Thursdays, 7 p.m. Eastern. I'll be there with bells on.
Peace and blessings, universal family. Life Coach Ade here. I want to wish you and yours a wonder-filled holidays. The excitement of a new year is upon us, which often inspires the desire to change and be more. As you plan for the future, don't forget to give thanks for today. Your existence is important and valuable to humanity. All of us here at Life Conversations Radio are grateful for your support and your commitment to being a beneficial presence in the world. May you experience the fullness that life has to offer you. And don't forget, life is good. It's getting better. Peace and blessings.
Hi, I'm Mark Hussman. When I created 12listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life on demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 12listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I'm Mark Husson, and 12listen.com and the 12 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Many blessings to you. Yes, it's about that time to bring on Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. We're taking your calls, 347-426-3346. Emails, ask at LifeCoachAde.com. Radio, no, ask at lifecoachade.com.
Oh, these emails are driving me nuts. I can't handle it. Why am I talking like this? I don't know. That must be my frustrated personality who gets confused. Just like, I can't keep up. But Celeste can. Hey, Celeste.
Hello, Life Coach Ade. What an amazing show you're having.
Yes, indeed. I love it. It's a blessing to be here for the show and experience the show.
You are a blessing to all of us, and we appreciate you. So,
thank you.
Yeah.
How's your testimony coming along?
All my needs were met, and they were even met on sale. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Good. All right, let's do a moment. Life is good.
It's getting better. It already is. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. I come bearing a number gift, and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. The energy of the day equals 11. 11 is a master number, and we get double the pleasure when we tap into it. 11 gifts tools of mastery for those willing to pay attention. 11 can reveal itself in tarot as either strength or justice, depending on your tarot deck. Strength connects us to the gentle persistence of mastery by loving the lion. Taming him reflects us nourishing the beast within. The justice card reminds us to set things right, for we reap what we sow. It's the karma card of the deck. Now today, we are going to put the spotlight on the frog. The frog's number is not 11, it's actually 38. But when you add 3 plus 8, you get 11. So here we go. You have to kiss a lot of frogs to find a prince, is what we're often told. This is often said, for we do not understand the gifts the frog is holding. Frog's medicine is the gift of cleansing. Sing, frog, sing. Call the rains. Quench the dryness. Cleanse the earth. Then fill me again. Frog medicine is akin to water energy. Frog teaches us to honor our tears, for they cleanse the soul. Frog's rivets call out to thunder beings, a thunder, lightning, and rain, to cleanse and replenish the earth with water. It is through these waters that negative energy is cleared. So when you sense you are out of alignment, you just might want to spend some time hanging with people with frog medicine. They remind you to take a break and allow yourself to bathe in the metaphysical waters. This could mean long, relaxing bath, disconnecting the phone, yelling stop, taking in deep cleansing breaths, or listening to some sacred music. Following the path of the frog is strong medicine for healing a tired soul. Then you get to be the true master of life when you live it in conscious joy. All is well. That's the story of 11, told through our friend, the frog of the medicine cards. I'll see you on Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. You know something else, Celeste, about the frog?
What?
Or something that you probably don't know about the frog. See, people treat frog like, oh, you got to kiss a lot of frog before. No, no, no. Kissing the frog is the best thing that could ever happen. That is your demonstration to the divine that you're ready for love. I'm not going to sing India Re song. Because frog, the acronym, F-R-O-G, is fully reliant on God.
Wow.
That was loud. When you fully rely on God, you will be cleansed of negative energy, and then you become a vibrational alignment to what you say you want. So go ahead, kiss all those frogs, because all you're doing is you're kissing God. You're fully reliant on God. So,
I love
you
that.
You see the frog going, damn it. The frog is like, listen, putting his crown on. Yes, the king broke it down. And the frog's got his eyes closed now. He's like, I got my eyes closed, lip pocket. Fully relying on God. Here we are. Anybody else want to rely on God? I'm right here.
Wow.
Kiss a frog today and be cleansed. And experience your goodness and remember that all your needs are met because you'll be cleared of your self-conflicting thoughts. You'll be cleared of the BS. You'll be cleared of guilt and shame. You'll be cleansed of all of this stuff that's no longer serving you. And you're made brand new and you say, oh, my God, I am in love. Oh, All right.
Beautifully done, Life Coach today.
You know, you just inspired good thoughts, and I'm grateful for you. You're very welcome.
Saying hi. She's quiet, but she just appeared.
I want to do an acronym for cat. Yeah, I got my frog, yeah. Bring all the frogs. I kiss a frog because I'm fully relying on God. That's what I say. I be kissing the frog every morning. I fully rely on God. I know some people are like, I knew he was something about him. Yeah, whatever. Okay. Whatever you think about me, simply a reflection of your own consciousness. She better elevate. Don't hate. So, Celeste, you got some information about all your needs are met. You want to drop some more medicine? Because, people sometimes, they might hear me, they'll be like, I don't know, he's just saying all of that because he ain't from here, he ain't from America, so he don't really understand the pain that we go through. But since you're from here, drop a little something, something. 1, 2, 1, 2, DJ Celeste is in the house. All right, I'm done.
Well, I'm pulling from another deck of cards here. It's my chakra deck. I love them. It's how I learned the chakras, playing with these cards and using the exercises on it. So it's a chakra deck, and it's full of yoga poses for each chakra. So there are these beautiful cards, bright colors. And since we're talking about all of our needs are met, you know, you pointed out that that really starts at our root chakra. And the root chakra is the first chakra. And it's associated with basic animal instincts of survival and self-preservation, so like food, shelter, health, and security. It is the very foundation of our being and our identity. Located at the base of the spine, this chakra relates to the principle of gravity, connecting us to our bodies, to the physical world around us, and to the ground below. Its essence is that of a rock, self-sufficient, and unto itself. Of course, the color is a deep red. The element for the chakra is earth. And the body parts connected to it, the anus, the large intestine, intestines, adrenal glands, back, legs, feet, bones. And it also has crystals connected to it, garnet, the onyx, smoky quartz. It's pretty powerful. The food connected to it is protein. And one of the major issues with the chakra, if its chakra is unbalanced, are emotional or mental issues. So if you're experiencing a lot of fear, anxiety, insecurity, vulnerability, worry, grief, depression, self-centeredness, disconnection, numbness, distrust, low self-esteem, and greed, all of these things speaks to an unbalanced root chakra, which also creates feelings of isolation, abandonment, and a lack of trust. Some physical issues connected to the root chakra. Ouch. Lower back pain. I guess I needed to read that. Anorexia, constipation, hemorrhoids, prostate problems, varicose veins, common addictions, food, alcohol, and sex. So when we balance, we get to heal the energy. And a balanced first chakra brings a sense of safety, a feeling of belonging and connection to others, an ability to trust, and a sense of acceptance, a sense of fulfillment of being at home and with one's body and on the earth. So if you want to get your root chakra balanced, they recommend yoga, walking, hiking, running, biking, gardening, and I would add dancing. That's just a little bit about the root chakra.
Mm-hmm. And I want to add, if you can't do all of that, you just got all these reasons. If you have some land, some earth near you, just go outside and walk on earth. Yes, I know it's cold. Do it for a minute. Put your hand in some dirt. If you have a plant, just connect with Mother Nature. Go on YouTube and do a chakra balancing, cleansing meditation. All your needs are met. There is nothing that you want or need that you can't find, that you can't have. If you say I can't, I can't afford it. There's so much resources on the internet. Okay. So, what are we doing next?
Are you ready for questions?
Let me drink some water. Yes, I think I am, but don't read it yet. Well, let's do questions, but I got to drink some water first, and then we'll wrap up the questions with the Black Angel card, because it's a good way to wrap up the conversation.
Beautiful.
Of all needs met. Hold on 1 second, I drink some water.
Okay, go drink some water.
I'm grounded. I just connected with Mother Nature. I just had a good cleanse. So. I'm ready now.
Okay,
and,
we got some people here asking for help.
Oh, I was going to say this, Celeste. I'm not going to put your I'm not going to put your business out like that. I'll let you do that if you need to. But you know, sometimes it's a good thing talking to your new thought friends, isn't it? Ooh, she's rolling her eyes. She gave me the side eye.
R N A. Rolling my eyes.
And shaking FMDH at you.
Oh, wow.
Well, friends have a way of taking you places. You're not ready to go, but when you get there, you're like, he gets on my nerves. All right, let's do questions.
Great. I'm starting to feel like Jill. Okay, Jill, here it comes.
Who is
Jill?
Okay, come on, Jill. Let me hear it. What you got?
Dear Life Coach Today, my husband insists on me joining him for holiday functions with his family, even though I don't get along with them. He believes I should forgive the sarcastic and snide remarks, and I think he should make them stop. What is a good way of negotiating so we both get what we want this Christmas? Jill.
Well.
That's a good way of negotiating, so we both get what we want this Christmas. Have you been naughty or nice? That's going to decide if you get what you want. If you're being naughty and say, I can't stand your family member, then you don't get what you want. Because not only is you going to be unhappy, your husband is going to be unhappy. Well, you know, of course, holiday seasons, and we were talking about that on Monday with Barbara Berger. You know, gathering around with family members trigger a lot of pain, deep pain. And it's an opportunity to heal the pain. Now, first of all, and this is for everybody, Angel, when you marry somebody, you got to bear in mind, you're marrying their family. You're marrying their family members. Now, of course, you ain't going to sleep with them and you don't have to live by their rules, but you're marrying into that family. You're marrying into the soul of that family. So their life experience, their energy, their vibration, the soul of that family member becomes yours, now intertwined. So what you're experiencing, it's a reflection. It's something for you to look at, that you are here to heal. Not taking responsibility for anybody else, but for yourself. That's one thing I would say. There's more. If your husband's saying, oh, you know, just don't worry about it, well, let him honestly know what it feels like. Let him know that you want him to speak up for you. You can do that too. Let him know that he don't have to be quiet when people are making comments that you don't like. He can say, you know, I really appreciate if you don't, I mean, I don't know what happens in the family, but if there's anything that's directed towards you, Jill, let your husband know that you want him to speak up, that you want him to know, that you want to know that he has your back. What is it about him if he gets quiet when people are being sarcastic or making snide remarks towards you? Maybe have him experience it from the other side. If your family members kind of, you know, there's so many things you can do. You can role play. Now, you should forgive. Well, yeah. But the forgiveness really is for you to look at what it is. What in you is looking to be healed because you married into this family. And your husband needs to speak the truth, tell the truth. He needs to step up. If he can't be there for you in times like this, I'm not even talking about during a holy days experience. I'm talking about times where you feel like you're being attacked. If your husband doesn't have your back, then there is no trust in the relationship. When there's no trust, there is no love. When there's no love, there's fear. So when couples come together, married or not, trust is important. We must be able to trust that our partner, our boyfriend, our husband, our wives, you know, they have our back. Now, it's not just having your back just for the sake of it, but you know you can count on them at a time where things feels kind of shaky. So it's time for you and your husband to have a real conversation. And if you have the conversation from a real place and you're willing to look at what you need to look at, why does what happens in a family, what it brings up for you, what part of that lives in you that needs to be forgiven, you create a better space to have a conversation with him. You may not have to have a conversation with him. He may just see that, you know what, you're my wife. And if I'm going to take you to my family members, I want you to feel safe. I want you to feel secure. I want you to feel like you're part of my family. I'm going to step up. I'm going to do what it takes to let you know that I love you, not just because I say, but through my actions. I got you. Come here. So, yeah, your husband needs to step up, and you need to create the energy for the healing that is wanting to be healed, that it wants to happen. You got to do some forgiveness work. And then from that place, you and your husband can decide if you're going or not. And under what terms? If you're going to go for one day or go for a few hours or stay there for the whole week. Relationship is the perfect fertilizer for your spiritual growth. So good job. You're doing a good job. Keep walking. Don't stop now. There you have it. Next question.
Okay. This is from Barb.
Dear Life Coach today, Barb, as a single mother, I feel the pressure of buying gifts for my children. I'm working around the clock, and it is hard for me to purchase luxury items and maintain the bills. I'm feeling like I am not enough and could use some help considering what the holiday season is all about. What is it all about? Because I'm not feeling the love, Barb.
Well, sound like you need to first slow down, make a list of what you really want, and then make a list of the things that you feel obligated to do, obligated to buy gifts for your children. I'll be obligated to buy luxurious items, obligated to help your children not feel pain and not feel, you know, like they're not getting what other children in the neighborhood are getting. Make a list. Make a list of what you really want. What can help you feel the love, especially if you're overworked, overwhelmed. It is very challenging to feel the love when you're overworked, overwhelmed, and you don't get to really be with your family. Feeling the love is the love between you and your children. You're a single mother. I don't know if you've got your family members that support you, or even if you're opening yourself up to family members to support you. See, from your list, when you make a list of what you want, you may be able to put in there, I want my brother, my sister, my aunt, my uncle, my mom, my dad to support me with raising my children. I want them to be able to look after their grandchildren when I have to go to work. Make a list of what you want. I want somebody who can be there for me when, you know, I want a job that allows me to do what I love and still be able to be there for my family. I want to break away from this mindset, this addiction that I think I need to buy things for my children in order for them to be happy. Make a list of what you want and make a list of the things that you feel like you're obligated to do. Of course, the list of what you really want, if they come from your heart, keep them. When you look at the list of the things that you feel obligated to do, start crossing things out that you're no longer doing anymore. That's it. It's got to go. Just cross a line. That's you energetically crossing out that energy, crucifying that energy that you may be reborn and resurrect. Now, it may take a while for you to release the obligations of things that are causing you to be overwhelmed, but now when you find yourself being overwhelmed, go back to the list of what you want. Reach out to people who care about you. And you're not obligated to buy luxurious items if you can't afford it. That is not love. That is not the spirit of the holidays, the holy days. That's just foolishness. I understand your children might cry and say they need this and they need that. It's okay. There's a reason they chose you. It's an opportunity for you to have a good conversation with them. I can't do this. I don't get to spend time with you. I have to spend my money. I'm trying to keep the bills. Let them know the option is keeping the light on, buying food, or going on food stamps. Let them decide. I don't know how they are. But at the same time, you still have the final call. If they're saying, well, you know, we can go live with grandmama if we don't have no light, then you know, yeah, they're not the right one to decide. They may come up with something that blows you away. They might feed you with something that you won't even think. It's like, you know what, Mom, I think you're right. Let's do something different this time. Because the last gift you bought me, I don't even know where it is. You're right. I was just thinking about that. In order to experience the love, in order to experience and know that you're enough, you got to open yourself up. Open yourself up to your children to love you, to give back to you. You got to open yourself up to love. You can't keep going and keep going and keep going and keep going. It's only me. It's only me. I can't do it. Ain't nobody going to do it if I don't do it. Okay. All your needs are met. embody today's conversation. Listen to the show over and over. Take out what works for you and leave out what doesn't work. And whatever works, just take it out, digest it, embody it, and live it. I'm sending you love, light, and clarity. Okay.
I felt that. That's amazing, Life Coach Adair. There's so many, you know, the parents, the grandparents and everything, and keeping up with the Joneses. That's a rough, it could be a rough season, or it can be blissful. I'm all down for Kwanzaa. Make my gift, y'all. Stop.
I know that's right.
You know
make
what? No,
my
no, no,
gift.
You know what,
that's
even
funny.
Better? I tried to do this with my family. They didn't do it, but maybe, you know, my chosen family might like this. But one Christmas, I asked if, you know, could people write letters to me? You know, could you write me a letter? You know, everything you want to say, you know. Because I've found letters that that I sent to my mom all in my 20s after she transitioned. And those letters really moved me, and she kept them all. And so now I have it. And the love that I sent out to her comes back to me. I love simple stuff like that, but that's me.
That's a good tip, because letters are very powerful. First of all, that's something that we don't do often. I don't know about anybody else. When's the last time I wrote a letter? I've sent emails, but I remember the last time I wrote a letter.
Now, you can't type it. It has to be handwritten.
I know, that's right. That's right. And, well, what if in another country? United States Postal Service will be grateful for you. And can you imagine when you get a letter, even now when you get a mail or post, the postman, the mailwoman, the mail person shows up and you get your mail and you see the bill, you're like, huh, I know what that is. How many times do we look at the mails we get and we know exactly what it is? But you see one that's handwritten. And you're like, oh, who is this? And you open it. It's like, oh. It's a gift, it's a card or a letter or a gift card or something like that. That's something to do. Now, you know, there are many ways, but can you imagine? That would cost you less than a dollar and a whole lot of love expression. And you don't have to worry about returning the love because the love will return to you immediately. So that's a very good tip. Celeste, that's very awesome. Yeah, do letter writing. Let them know. That never goes out of fashion. Love is always in fashion. Love never goes out of style. That's why we keep talking about it.
Right.
Good one, Celeste. You're just awesome. And I mean that, even though it sounds funny. I'm being sarcastic. No, I mean, you are awesome. And it's a good tip. It's a good tip. And clearly, of course, everybody around me is a vibrational match. I'm grateful for what we get to do. And,
yeah.
So anyway, go ahead.
Okay. The last one is from William. Dear Life Coach Today, how do you start a new year without carrying the baggage of the old year? I want to start with a clean slate, but my mind keeps playing out all my mistakes. Are there some techniques I can use to rest my thoughts? William.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, there are loads of techniques. And your mind? Simple. Speaking of letter writing, Celeste is so intuitive, she went ahead of the game. Will I am?
Mm-mm.
Just write down all your mistakes. Just get pen and paper. That's right. Write all your mistakes down. I ain't got time for that. Well, you can tell somebody about it, but something about you and you putting pen to paper and writing it down. Don't worry about typos. Don't worry about grammar. Don't worry about none of that. Just write down all your mistakes. Write down how you felt. Just write it. Just write a letter to yourself. Write it all and get it out of your system. And at the end, you know where I'm going with this. Burn that sucker up. Mm. As a matter of fact, what I should have told you is, or not should, but what just popped in my head, is before you write the letter, light a candle. Create a space, turn the television off, no distractions. You're going to have some music that kind of helps you in the process. That's right. I won't tell you. I know you're a brother. I won't tell any other brother you were doing this. But clearly, because you're writing in, you're already there. You ain't tripping about all of that. Light your candle and write. And then go outside, find a nice, safe space, and burn that sucker up. As it burns, visualize, imagine that all the mistakes are being given back to God, that you're releasing it to your spirit guides, that you're releasing it to your ancestors, that you're giving it to your higher self, that you say, here it is, take it. I can't do anything with it. It's holding me back. Thank you for taking it from me. Thank you for the experience and everything that I learned from it, because the mistakes, I'm willing to bet, William, that Will, I am, learned something. You learned something from those experiences. It's made you a better person. It's actually got you in touch. It's got you to be aware that you must release the old in order to make room for the new. So give thanks. Now get another letter and give thanks for everything. Get another piece of paper and just give thanks for the things you learned from the mistakes. Write yourself a love letter. Write yourself a letter that expresses the love that you're still here today, that you want to move into a new year with a new consciousness, with a new energy. Write a letter that you know that you don't have to do it alone and being grateful for that. Write a letter that no matter how powerful you are not strong enough to mess up your life, because there is a power and presence to guide and support you. That everything that you did and went through was all part of your soul transformation. It was for your spiritual growth. Write a letter reminding yourself, being grateful that there's so much more to come, that you're willing to make yourself available, that you're going to be accessible, and you're setting the intention to birth a new idea of yourself, that you are so much more than your mistakes. You will know yourself differently. That is creating a clean slate for yourself. And you may have to do it a couple of times or not. But when your mind, if it comes back up again in January, in February, oh yeah, I remember that mistake. Wow, I don't know what I was thinking. Wow. Boy, that was tough, but I learned so much. But I'm glad I gave that to God. Now I think about it, that's not for me. It's for God. Oh yeah. That was the best mistake I made. Oh, I can't even believe I'm still here after that. Wow, there's got to be something. There's got to be something that is taking care of me, because I really flopped that one up. I flopped it up so bad. I didn't even think I'd be alive today. I'm still here. You know, this thing called life is amazing. Make it, just be easy, be pliable, be flexible. Relax. Okay, my brother, all is well. Celeste.
Life coach today.
We're black. And y'all all white here. For those of you who are not black, just all white here. We're black, you're all white here. Alright.
Woo-wee. Well, wonderful coaching, advising, spiritually leading and guiding. Great job, Life Coach today.
Thank you. Do you want to give us a little something from the Black Angel cards as we get ready to release the show?
Really, I thought you were going to do that, my friend.
Oh, you're doing it. I just finished doing my part. Come on, don't tap this, man. I can tap it anytime, but I got to give my body to you. I'll be going places when I'm answering these questions or doing the show. You don't have your stuff next to you?
Oh, I know where it is. But when you were talking about the show and I was thinking about it this morning, I thought, The first card of the Black Angel card actually speaks to survival and needs being met. So I was hoping you would do it, but I'm happy. I'm ready. I've got it. I can't do it off the top of my head at the moment.
Did you hear the I was hoping?
I'll say, Tommy's doing what Tom does. Let me get to it.
You said what?
The time is
well,
going.
You ready?
Yeah, I got the right on my hands, but, you know.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, well, I'm trying. Like I said, I've been trying to do this one from memory. Kidding me?
No.
It's too powerful.
Keep it simple.
Keep it simple? Well, what would be beautiful is to find the affirmation. Oh, here we go. Yay. Okay, so the first
question. You have all you need to survive and thrive.
Yes. The waking path is surrender. So is that being present, being in the moment? I would say so. The sleeping path is resistance and struggle. You might have more in your book. But one of the things that I wrote in this book was, do you understand that you are only limited by your thinking? Let's talk about scarcity versus the fatted calf or the skinny goat. So the Black Angel, being the first card of the Black Angel cards, remind us that life is bountiful in every way, and it's important for us to believe that if we have ourselves, then we have the capacity to provide for ourselves emotionally, spiritually, and physically, financially. Yes, indeed, family, you have all you need to survive and thrive. Surrender to it.
Surrender, 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 surrender.
Thank you,
Celeste.
Keep me on my toes.
What? That's right, of course. You can't hang around me and think you can go kind of low, chilled and not stretch your spiritual muscles. I'm a spiritual tour guide. I'm a life coach. I'm a transformation agent. You come around me, you're going to stretch. You're going to stretch something. Whatever it is you stretch, that's on you, but you're going to stretch something.
Looky here. My spiritual muscles have been stretched so much that I can give birth to another planet right now, okay?
Go ahead, birth it. Push. I got your hands going. You can do it, Celeste. You can do it. Breathe. No, no, no. Remember, remember, go. Deep breath. There you go.
All right.
Shut up. You did this to me. I can't do it. Yes, yes, yes. Ooh, I love my sisters. I understand. I can't even imagine. I understand, but I can't understand and I don't imagine. That kind of baby coming out of that little hole. Ooh, Lord.
Yeah.
Sometimes I got issues speaking my truth. Anyway, Celeste, thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate you. join Ambassador tomorrow, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Play Experience on Life Conversations Radio. Celeste, for the Celestial Show, 8 p.m. Eastern on Life Conversations Radio on Sunday. And I'll be back live on Monday next week with Donella Ford. Great guest, great sister. If you're friends with her on Facebook, she's always sharing her thoughts. And we're going to talk about making it through life and being alive and being grounded. What else? The Sounds of Soul is going to be, there's a rerun today, encore presentation on 12radio.com, 11 p.m. Eastern. And Saturday, The Sounds of Soul is live on 12radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. I love you. I bless you. Oh, of course, I got to tell you about Within Radio on Friday. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. Be loved. It is the essence of who you really are. Be true to yourself. Be loved. And you deserve it. And while you're being loved, let your soul surrender. Even while you're asking the question, let your soul surrender. It's not as bad. We let the virtual home and keep praying with you, with us. This is my soul, friend. I'm so grateful. I love you. Peace and blessings.
What am I? Yeah. I am like a child, and you are with me still. What am I to do? What am I?
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.